It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. Are you well on this Saturday, the 9th day of December? I do hope so. Today is the 343rd day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are only 22 days remaining until the end of the year, which means it is time to get your New Year resolution or resolutions into the Sound Kitchen's resolution box. We'll draw your answers out of the box and read them on the air, and if you're one of the lucky ones, you'll get a special RFI prize. Let's get straight to the main course, the quiz, because I have a surprise dessert for you today. A listener essay from Mustafa Hassan of Nigeria on teachers and teaching. It's wonderful, and you don't want to miss it, so don't touch that dial.
It's the Sound Kitchen, and Susan Owensby's cooking.
On the 11th of November, I asked you a sports question. That past Sunday, over 50,000 people ran in the 42-kilometer New York City Marathon, which is the largest marathon in the world. I asked you to send in the names, the nationalities, and the finishing times of the winners in both the men's and the women's races. The answer is, Jeffrey Kemwawor of Kenya won the men's race. His time was 2 hours, 10 minutes, and 53 seconds. For the women, it was American Shalane Flanagan at 2 hours, 26 minutes, 53 seconds. It's the first time an American woman has won in 40 years. The winners of this week's quiz are... A countryman of the men's race winner, Benson Matuko from Nairobi, is at the top of the list this week, followed by his next-door neighbor, Charles Ongole John, the president of the RFI Kumi Central Listeners Club in Kampala, Uganda. Speeding across the globe, there's winner Naved Rayan, the president of the RFI Fan Club in Murshidabad, India, and there's RFI Listeners Club member Mr. Riaz Hussain from Chinio, Pakistan. Last but not least among this week's winners is Shahrira Rahman Sojib from Sirajganj, Bangladesh. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. I have a wonderful question for you this week. It's about rainbows, which everyone loves. I always feel as if I've been given a present when I see a rainbow, don't you? So listen to this. Recently in Taipei, Taiwan, at the Chinese Culture University, a rainbow was spotted that lasted... And there's your question. How long was the record-breaking rainbow visible in Taipei's Yangmingshan mountain range? And where and for how long was the rainbow sighted, which holds the current record for the longest visibility in the sky? Again, how long was the rainbow visible in Taipei on the 30th of November? And where and for how long was the rainbow visible, which holds the current world record? You have until the 8th of January to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 13th of January to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
As promised at the top of the show, here's an essay for you by Mustafa Hassan from Abuja, Nigeria, on the subject teachers and teaching.
Teachers and teaching. Optimism is the faith that leads to achievement. Nothing can be done without hope and confidence. The art of teaching is the art of assisting discovery. Teachers inspire you, they entertain you, and you end up learning a ton even when you don't know it. Teachers create all other professions. Teaching is a calling, and I have always thought that teachers in their way are holy angels, leading their flocks out of the darkness. A good teacher can inspire hope, ignite the imagination, and instill a love of learning. Teachers know every one of their students, their secrets, their grades, their home situations, and all the students know the teachers. The task of the modern educator is not to cut down jungles, but to irrigate deserts. Those who educate children well are more to be honored than they who produce them. For their parents only gave them life. The teachers teach them the art of living well. What the teacher is more important than what he teaches. When you study with great teachers, you will learn much more than from their caring and hard work than from their style. The great teachers fill you up with hope and shower you with a thousand reasons to embrace all aspects of life. The effect teachers have on their students are infinite. They shape the way the students will proceed in their careers, the way they will vote, the way they will behave as partners and spouses, the way they will raise their kids. I have come to believe that a great teacher is a great artist, and that there are as few as there are any other great artist. Teaching might even be the greatest of the arts, since the medium is the human mind and spirit. One looks back with appreciation to the brilliant teachers, but with gratitude to those who touched our human feelings. The curriculum is so much necessary raw material, but warmth is the vital element for the growing plant and for the soul of the child. The whole art of teaching is the art of awakening the natural curiosity of minds for the purpose of satisfying it afterwards. Education is the key to success in life, and teachers make a lasting impact in the lives of their students. A teacher affects eternity. He can never tell where his influence will stop. The dream begins with a teacher who believes in you, who talks and pushes and leads you to the next plateau, sometimes poking you with a sharp stick called truth. For none of us got where we are solely by pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps. We got here because somebody, a parent, a teacher, a clergy, or a few friends, bent down and helped us pick up our boots. A good teacher is like a candle. It consumes itself to light the way for others. The goal of education is the advancement of knowledge and the dissemination of truth. In a completely rational society, the best of us will be teachers, and the rest of us will have to settle for something less. To teach a man how he may learn to grow independently is perhaps the greatest service that one man can do for another. Ideal teachers are those who use themselves as bridges over which they invite their students to cross. Then, having facilitated their crossing, joyfully collapse, encouraging them to create bridges of their own. To teach is to touch lives forever. Discover wildlife. Be a teacher. Yours, Mustafa Oluwatoyin Hassan from Abuja, Nigeria.
Thank you so much, Mustafa, and heartfelt greetings to all you teachers out there, you who are so important to shaping the world by inspiring young minds and hearts. If you'd like to read Mustafa's essay, rendezvous on the RFI English Sound Kitchen page, where you can read the text. It's time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Thanks to all of you who wrote in, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to my colleague Charles Collin for helping me put the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Be sure and join me next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. I'll play you out with one of Johnny Holiday's biggest hits, We All Have Something of Tennessee in Us. Johnny Holiday is huge here. He's often called the French Elvis. His career spanned close to 5 decades. He died earlier this week, and there are 3 generations of French people in mourning for him. Rest in peace, Mr. Holiday. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch.
On a tous quelque chose en nous de Tennessee. Cette volonté de plonger la nuit. désir fou de vivre une autre vie. Ce rêve en nous avec ses mots à lui, quelque chose de Tennessee, cette force qui nous pousse vers l'infini. Il y a peu d'amour avec tellement d'envie, oh, si peu d'amour avec tellement de bruit. Oui, quelque chose en nous de Tennessee. Quelque chose de Tennessee.